This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The La Plata County District Attorney has charged a Customs and Border Protection officer with a misdemeanor related to protests outside of a Durango ICE facility. A widely circulated video from last October shows the agent took a woman's cell phone and threw her to the ground when she tried to get it back, causing her to tumble down an embankment. The woman was protesting the detention of a Colombian father and two kids who were pulled over as he was taking them to school. They have since returned to their home country. A proposed ban on a popular type of sports wager in Colorado is dead. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
For the first time, lawmakers are trying to put guardrails on sports gambling, and they're running into budget concerns. Senate Bill 131 proposed eliminating prop bets. These are wagers on things like how many points or rebounds a player will score in a game. Prop bets have become a centerpiece of sports gambling and an important part of state revenue. Lawmakers voted on Tuesday morning to keep prop bets and the money they generate. The bill would still ban credit card financed bets and limit advertising and push notifications. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Five suspected pipe bombs found over the weekend in Boulder County have been deemed non-functional. Deputies say a caller reported a suspicious case filled with the devices near Ponderosa Way on Saturday morning. The Boulder County Regional Bomb Squad moved the items to a secure area. Investigators determined they did not contain any explosive material. High fire danger continues up and down the Front Range and Palmer Divide. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.